I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Good afternoon, everyone. Shalom. I'm Tal Henrich, spokesperson for the Israeli Prime Minister's Office. Today is day 236 of the October 7th war, and our war aims haven't changed since Hamas's army of terror invaded our border. To destroy their military and governing capabilities, to free all 125 hostages, and ensure that Gaza will never pose a threat to Israel again. All objectives are within reach. Israel will not compromise on any of them.
Nor should Israel compromise on any of them. That was an Israeli TV spokeswoman speaking on behalf of the IDF as to where they stand at this point. The war does continue, and there are casualties. And that includes IDF soldiers. Something like 600 plus have been killed already. Three killed yesterday in a booby trap that was left behind by Hamas. When you're going door-to-door in an urban fighting zone, and of course it happens out in the field as well, as it we saw during Vietnam and Iraq and Afghanistan, there will be trip wires, there will be different things set to set off an explosive to either get individual soldiers and or a column of trucks, tanks, whatever. But they lost three more yesterday. But there's been increased pressure on Israel. And this White House is not getting that tough about it, but at the same time, they're not actively, in my opinion, trying to shut it down. They were willing and are willing to let the festering continue, knowing that this way it looks like we can play to both sides because we have not a security issue for Israel or even our nation, but we have an election coming. Pathetic. Pathetic and shameful. Welcome to the second hour of Larry Connors USA. Here we are, May 29, and we're here every day for you, Monday through Friday, from 6 to 8 p.m. And I'll remind you, while we're on the air, we are streaming video for you. You can watch the program at News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook, Twitter, Larry Connors USA, Facebook, Rumble, Twitter. And reminding you, if you miss anything or you want to go back and pick it up to either watch and or listen, LarryConnorsUSA.com, Larry Connors USA Facebook. And when you do watch or listen later, please push the share button, send it on to others. And let me take a moment again to remind you that if you have one of these, those of you watching right now, you have one of these, I know you do, and those of you who can't see right now, I'm holding up a cell phone. If you've got a cell phone, you've got a radio, and we've got an app that's free, you can simply download on your phone, and you push it, and I don't care where you are in the world, you can hear the program. And you can even pull up podcasts off LarryConnorsUSA.com. And listen to them while you're in flight going somewhere. Assuming the airline's Wi-Fi works, which often it doesn't. So you might want to download some before you get on the flight. But the bottom line is, you can hear us from anywhere. You don't need a big tall tower that blasting out with 50,000 watts like a blowtorch. That used to be the way. That's not the way now. In fact, I often, even though we've got two great FM signals, serving our immediate area, covering a wide range. There are spots it gets a little difficult and our weather sometimes intrudes. But if I've got my radio on my phone, which I do, News Talk STL, I simply play it through the Bluetooth speaker in the car. Digital, uninterrupted. So I encourage you to do that. Pass the word. It's a great way to listen and stay on top of things. And I'll remind you again, with George Soros purchasing something like 200-plus stations across the nation and a handful in the St. Louis area, including two that are billed as talk stations, they will not be conservative much longer. That's a word not only to listeners, but to sponsors. You don't have to like Donald Trump to be a sponsor on this program. My first and prime question, are you a patriot? And I'm always welcoming new sponsors, glad to have them on board, but there are some I've turned down. I don't want to endorse someone I won't put my name behind, so those I put my name behind carries weight. But on top of that, I want to know that they are agreeing that we are going to force and push patriotism and protecting our children. All right, the speech is over. Let's go back to the situation with Israel and Rafah. As you know, the other day, there was a targeted strike inside Rafah. Israel had information on a couple of Hamas commanders. So there's a precision strike, and they hit them. But there were secondary explosions. And that's because nearby there was a refugee camp where a lot of the Palestinians had been sent to be. And wouldn't you know, right in the middle of them or nearby, munitions used by Hamas. And they knew that if that blew up, they would probably kill civilians. But they didn't care. And here's that same Israeli reporter explaining what happened.
The strike was conducted using the smallest munitions in the IDF armory used by our jets. Our munition alone could not have ignited this fire. The investigation is ongoing. It will be swift, comprehensive, and transparent. Our war is against Hamas, not against the people of Gaza, which is why we convey deep sorrow for this tragic, tragic loss of life. But a tragic incident in Rafah is yet another clear example of Hamas's double war crime of targeting Israeli civilians from within the Palestinian population. Make no mistake, that ammunition that appeared to have caught fire and resulted in the death of Palestinian civilians was meant for us. It was meant to take Israeli lives. So either way, Hamas is satisfied. Hamas wants Israelis to die. Hamas wants Palestinians to die for their sick goal of obliterating the Jewish state.
And those useful idiots on the campuses who really know nothing about Hamas nor the history of the PLO, they still don't get it. I mean, if they did, there would be no way any of them would be even pictured, as I've seen some, holding up a sign, Queers for Hamas. Why don't you settle in Hamas territory and see what happens to you? Now, there is always a response from the department in one way or the other of our nation, not necessarily the White House, because if it's not on the prompter and carefully scripted and worked over, he doesn't want to go in front of the camera. So John Kirby, and of course, John Kirby, I'm going to give more credit to than Karine Jean-Pierre. But John Kirby was taking questions on this hit that ended up setting off munitions near the refugee camp. And the question that got thrown to him was exactly what I'd expect from a left-wing organization in the very wording of it.
We don't want to see a major ground operation. We haven't seen that at this point.
How many more charred corpses does he have to see before the president considers a change in policy?
We don't want to see a single more innocent life taken. And I kind of take a little offense at the question. No civilian casualties is the right number of civilian casualties. And this is not something that we've turned a blind eye to, nor has it been something we've ignored or neglected to raise with our Israeli counterparts, including, Ed, this weekend as a result of this particular strike. Now, they're investigating it, so let's let them investigate it and see what they come up with.
But the president doesn't have, like, a personal limit to this?
The president has been very clear and very direct about what our expectations are for Israeli operations in Rafah specifically, but in Gaza writ large. We don't support, we won't support a major ground operation in Rafah, and we've, again, been very consistent on that. And the president said that should that occur, then it might make him have to make different decisions in terms of support. We haven't seen that happen at this point.
There's enough vagueness in the answer, both from Kirby and on behalf of the president, to be evasive, and rightly so. You don't want to be specific. But the entire questioning by that reporter, the phrasing of it, how many more charred bodies? Did he ask how many more babies thrown into microwaves in Israel? How many babies' heads had to be chopped off before we could agree with Israel that's too much? And then when he asked the question, well, the president doesn't have a limit. I mean, what are you going to put a limit on? Are you going to say we cannot have more than another 200 killed, period? 201? All right, we'll fudge a little bit. 205? 210? Okay. You can't put limits on in something like that. It's a ridiculous, stupid, liberal question who has no concept of war and battle and certainly is serving the purpose of his masters, go in there and try to basically stir things up. Well, again, the lib media is having a very difficult time here. If they get too tough on Joe, that it might hurt him in the election. It hurt him especially with Muslim voters. And Joe knows that too. That's why he's not fully embracing Israel and whatever they want to do. All comes back to politics, not lives. Those are the collateral damage of politics. So I have a question, a couple for you. How many Hamas members are inside our nation as I speak? If you're a Hamas member, raise your hand. Anyone see a hand go up? Anyone start to raise a hand? I'm not talking about supporters, because I know there are a lot of those, but actual Hamas members. Another question, how many, in addition to are we here, how many are coming? Border Patrol has captured, we know, numerous terrorists already on our watch list. But how many other terrorists have escaped? Or we don't even know they came in. Our national security at the border right now is Swiss cheese, full of holes. And then aside from terrorists, we know that criminal elements are constantly invading. But again, questions, who, how many? Texas Congressman Chip Roy.
Mr. Benchman, can you please expand on your testimony about dozens of terror watch list foreign nationals apprehended at the southern border being members of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, and how dangerous that is to this country?
Right. One of the most disturbing aspects of the border crisis has been the recent development of FARC-related terror watch listed suspects crossing that border. Those are people who have spent years and years involved in murder, kidnapping, drug trafficking, extortion, bombings. They are experts in weaponry. These are people who the United States absolutely would never countenance coming across the border or never provide a visa for, certainly. One thing that we have to worry about is that when FARC members cross into the United States successfully, they will embed themselves in Colombian immigrant communities.
And we know that for a fact. That's just the Colombians. You get all the other nations and their criminal gangs coming in. They embed in their communities as well. We're supposed to be all about law and order, aren't we? But not with this current administration and the progressive, regressive, regressive, progressive left, unless it's their particular home and their particular safety. I want to take you back to when Matt Gaetz was raising questions with the FBI Director Wray about, we seem to have a disconnect as to, are we actually going to pursue justice or pursue political weaponry? Matt Gaetz.
I'm sitting here with my father, I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me and every person he knows and my ability to forever hold a grudge, that you will regret not following my direction. I am sitting here waiting for the call with my father. Sounds like a shakedown, doesn't it, Director?
I'm not going to get into commenting on that.
You seem deeply uncurious about it, don't you? Almost suspiciously uncurious. Are you protecting the Bidens?
Absolutely not. The FBI
You won't answer the question about whether or not that's a shakedown, and everybody knows why you won't answer it. Because to the millions of people who will see this, they know it is. And your inability to acknowledge that is deeply revealing about you.
And about our organizations, our national intel, the weaponization of our government right now. Matt Gaetz, of course, was reading from that transcript of Hunter Biden conversing with one of his colleagues, extorting money. And FBI Director Christopher Wray said, well, I'm not really going to comment. You could have at least said, those kinds of words are worthy of an investigation. But he would not even say that. And that's why Gaetz pressed him, are you covering for the Bidens? He can sit there and deny all day long, but if you're presenting something like that in front of them, and you can't even get them to say that we are investigating or it's worthy of an investigation, anything like that, shameful, isn't it? Let me take you a moment to remind you of something if you missed it earlier today on Speaker Tim Jones and Chris Arps on their program. Tim Jones and Chris Arps are on every day, 4 to 6, right ahead of my program. And today, the word was released of that special event we told you was coming. It is going to happen June 25th, June 25. Mark that on your calendar. It is Saving America 2024, the economy and the courts. Saving America 2024, the economy and the courts. The Heritage Foundation, a couple of their prime attorneys and legal voices are coming forward. Zach Smith, who's off and on with Chris and Tim in the afternoon anyway, along with his colleague Joel Griffith. They're coming in from the Heritage Foundation. And it's all taking place at the St. Charles Funny Bone on the streets of St. Charles. I think it's kind of interesting we chose the venue St. Charles Funny Bone because some of it's funny and yet some of it's not. Which, by the way, if you're going to be going, you get tickets at newstalkstl.com. NewsTalkSTL.com. You can go right now, get your tickets in advance. I encourage you to do so. And the other thing you might keep in mind, because my plan is, that's just down, that location's just down the street from the corner where Napoli 3 in St. Charles is, on the streets of St. Charles, and next door Napoli C. So my plan is, I'm meeting some folks at the bar. Well, surprise, surprise. We're going to meet at the Napoli bar first. Then we'll go on down to the event at the St. Charles Funny Bone, June 25th, Joel Griffith, Zach Smith, Saving America 2024, the economy and the courts, their presentation, and then opening the floor for questions, your questions. Again, to get tickets, go to newstalkstl.com, newstalkstl.com, and I'll see you June 25th at that event or before for drinks. Or before then, maybe. Look forward to seeing you either way. Coming up, what are the Vegas odds of Trump winning re-election? Vegas odds. My guests will break it down. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Question, do you know what vermiculite is? It is an insulation in the attics of hundreds of thousands of homes and public buildings. Looks like kitty litter, but often contains asbestos. Wellington Environmental is the largest company in the Midwest that can remove that hazard for you. Wellington has what is called the General, a powerful industrial vacuum that can suck vermiculite out of the attic. Hang on, there's something else you should know. Many of you might qualify for up to a $4,000 rebate. You should at least contact Wellington to see if you qualify. And here's something else. Wellington arrives at the time they give you, not sometime within 4 hours. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. WellingtonSTL.com. WellingtonSTL.com. Wellington Environmental. Your world. Cleaner. Better. Safer. Be well with Wellington.
Talk radio made in St. Louis.
Very excited for what you guys are doing for the St. Louis community.
For St. Louis.
Relevant local talk.
Saying what we are thinking.
This is News Talk STL.
No, you guys are awesome. I love you. And it really, it's a tremendous honor to be on the station.
News, analysis, and opinion.
Thanks for us covering the local angle.
Come on, people. This is America.
We better open our eyes.
Really local? Really good.
News Talk STL at 101.9, 94.1 and NewsTalkSTL.com.
I have a personal story about why I trust McGuire Moving and Storage. A relative needed to escape an unhealthy relationship. Josh, Christine, and the McGuire team were understanding, even comforting. That's why I'm honored to endorse McGuire. Since 1935, McGuire has been moving and caring for families. So, moving a home, office, local, or long distance, McGuireMoving.com. McGuireMoving.com.
Hey, St. Louis, my name is Rob Carter. My new primetime show will explore the collaboration between corrupt media and our corrupted political system. From manipulated elections, open borders, mandated medicines, and unconstitutional lockdowns, what is going on? The Rob Carter Show. Let's talk about it on The Rob Carter Show. Join me weeknights from 8 to 10 p.m. on News Talk STL.
Rob Carter, live and local, weeknights at 8 on News Talk STL.
Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, now open in the district of Chesterfield Valley. Napoli has the only coal-fired pizza oven. That means an incredible taste you cannot get anywhere else. So enjoy a unique pizza at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the district. And then walk a few doors down and enjoy premium cigars and drinks at Lit Cigar Lounge. There's a perfect way to end the evening. Napoli Pizza followed by Lit Cigar Lounge. A winning combination.
This is News Talk STL.
1, 2, 3, they're gonna run back to me. They always wanna come, but they never wanna leave.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Welcome back. Now, I don't know if you're a betting person or not, but you know about Vegas odds. They will bet on which way a fly is going to take off. I mean, whatever they can find to bet on, they're going to do it. And obviously, a presidential election is a prime target. My guest is Judd Dunning. He's with Bullet Point Nation, has his own program, and also a contributor to Newsmax. Judd, welcome aboard.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Well, my odds that you were going to be here were pretty good because we got it all set up. I won that bet already. Now, you were looking recently at the Vegas odds on Trump versus Biden. Let's break it down.
Well, I want to say, first of all, you're right. You know, as Reagan said, I think it's 99% of life is just showing up. So we did beat the odds because I'm a constitutional conservative who shows up for his commitments. You're exactly right. That's our people. So, yeah, it's really interesting if you look at the Vegas statistics on the election because you've got 63%, 64% now for Camp Trump, and then you've got Biden at 23.65. And then on top of that, you've got an additional 9% for RFK. But it's then if you take it and you go into the political polling, which is also another form of science, you've got a 46 to 40 variation. What is the variation between, you know, the heart of America, the money, the science that put it, that's put into betting, which is a very high calculated, very corporately driven science, actually with more focus and less influence is put upon it. So what is the variance between that and the other? And the truth is really we have a plutocratic like media system that is flipping people's assessment of the outcome, right? And then they'll just 24/7, if a scandal comes up, they'll just push it through the system and they'll drive it all the way through. So political science actually accommodates for the challenges of politics versus the odds that are literally run on a different matrix in Vegas.
Well, so it's like a football game, and an hour before game time, we find out the quarterback is not going to be able to play. That changes odds immediately. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Tim Kass did something really interesting. He asked ChatGPT, if you take the current election status right now and you run through it, the 4 a.m. vote shift that happened in swing states, like who will win? And Biden wins by like 3.5 points. So it's an interesting model. They took the exact
three and a half points in swing states only. Is that what you're saying?
No, overall the election would be lost by 3.5 points on the Electoral College, like 275, 263 or something.
Trump would lose. Trump would lose, okay.
Trump would lose if you applied the 4 a.m. swing state situation from last time.
Right.
So, you know, but who, what is the heart of America? You know, it's definitively Vegas. And Vegas, actually, when there's a definitive rise, if you look historically at all the elections over time, Vegas calls it properly and down the line. 12 years ago, in the last 12 to 20 years, there's been a variation between political science and Vegas science, which are both, you know, hyper capitalized ventures, a form of science. And I would say we all know the reason. You know, there is definitely nefarious play. We are standing in the world from the Freedom and Justice Alliance. Our ranking of freedom in America is down to 32nd in the world because of what's been going on with our media and our election system and the weaponization and lawfare of our country. So it's reflecting in the variation between the Vegas odds and the pollster odds.
Now, I find it interesting you went with the word nefarious as opposed to saying cheating.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's interesting, right? I say I'm not a radical. I'm a rationalist. But you, the abuse of civil of the rights of people at January 6th, the abuse of people who have the canceling of people still is going on. I've been kicked off, you know, network shows that I've been on because I continue to have a rational discussion, even when they brag about it. You know? Yeah.
Well, hang on. We're getting ready to cut you off here. No, go ahead.
Yeah, no, not at all. I mean, it's honor and pleasure to be here. And I think the biggest thing is we're the real statistics. The real statistics are not these odds. It's we're 40% higher at the grocery store, right? Cars are up like 32%. We continue to see all these variants. Fuel is up 32%.
They are
cars
realistic.
Are up 20%.
You're right.
Right. So the real statistics are, you know, we've got $4.7 trillion in unresolved continual debt each year. So, I mean, America's unhappy, and if there's really no way that people are going to stay. And I'll end with this. We use the cabbie test. I live in Los Angeles. I moved to Texas. I'm back and forth. I'm in Texas now.
Good for you.
You know, 16 days a year of a month, right? I'm 2 weeks back in L.A. And the cabbie test is you have people from every walk of life, and every time you go to the airport, they'll talk about politics.
Yep.
Every different phase, and I haven't had one person for Biden. I mean, that's in Los Angeles. That's a you know, blue state. So, I mean, the discontent is palpable. The odds are predictive. Is America going to be free or not?
You're listening to Judd Dunning. He's with Bullet Point Nation, also appearing on Newsmax, and riding in cabs where the cabbies are afraid to speak the truth because they're afraid they're being recorded. So I'm looking at, to give you an idea of more realism, of what's happening and what's, Illinois is, of course, a deep blue state. They just passed nearly $1 billion in new taxes. They have a $53 billion budget, $1 billion in new taxes, which are intended to pay to care for illegals in their state. The factors like that, once you start looking at any kind of voting odds and you think, no, people are going to be pissed off and angry. I mean, it may be they want that guy, but they can't live under that guy.
Yeah, exactly. The leviathan of government. Government is the consumer. It's not a producer of actual value, except in war. That's why Democrats, like, you know, focus on war, because it's the one way they can bring back the economy, because we actually create a hard good through military warfare, right? There's the Keynesian model has failed. It continues to spend itself mad. And meanwhile, you had 31 murders in Chicago, like, a few days ago, right?
Yep.
I mean, so what are the priorities in this situation? You know, one of the things I pointed out in my book, 13 and a half Reasons Why Not to Be Liberal and How to Enlighten Others on Amazon, one of the reasons that I pointed out there is that during the Trump period, there were 138,000 pages of laws that went down to 99,000. So when we go to the Federal Registry and you actually want to look at what's the volume of the Federal Registry, if it's getting smaller, we're getting freer. Like, suddenly you can't put in a light bulb, you can't use another drain, you can't talk, you can't do this, you can't do that. So they're slipping away because the average bills, used to be 18 pages long are now like 4,000 pages long. And any of us knows contract law, it's in the gray areas between the lines that they're robbing our freedom, and they're driving up these massive trillion-dollar omnibus bills that aren't even about what they're about anymore.
So no.
We could stop making all laws for a full eight-year term. There could be no laws, and America would already have no institutional racism, free market capitalism, safe production quality, good labor standards. We don't need any. We don't even need politicians anymore.
I want to dive into your book briefly in the last couple of minutes here. The title itself I wanted to ask about. It's titled 13 and a half Reasons Why Not to Be a Liberal. Only 13 and a half? I'm surprised you could minimize that, but what the hell happened? Where's the other half of that one?
Well, the joke is there are not enough trees in the Amazon to take all the reasons. But the half reason's interesting. So the half reason, what we did is, you know, when we did the core principles, and I wrote this for my kids, you know, I saw the moral relativism of the TV show, 13 and a half Reasons Why, and it had a suicide theme. And I'm like, what, are we going to market suicidality? Are we going to go back into a Kurt Cobain nihilistic rebranding of suicide? It bothered me so much. I went up and I wrote the book, and we used that title. But when we distilled it down to 13 reasons, the half reason was life, choice in life. And any civil society that isn't constantly at war between women's rights and rights, even if you are pro-life, which I am, the death penalty, right? These should be constant arguments, should never be solved in a democracy. They should always have two sides. That's a civil society. So we set it on the 13 and a half reason, outside the 13 main reasons to choose your ideology, because it's greater than politics. There are pro-life Democrats. There are pro-choice Republicans. You know, so you don't choose, you don't abandon your other principles because you have a certain position in life.
I
wrote
agree.
That strategically.
I agree. You should not. I mean, if you're going to abandon your principles, you have nothing to stand on. Going into the election,
amen.
Back on the Vegas odds, going into 2024, Biden was a favorite to win on Vegas odds. But, of course, they have changed. And I've seen odds now showing that he's Trump is at 63% to Biden's 27%, Kennedy at 9%. Do you agree with those odds?
Yeah, they remain
pretty static. Enough to put your money on it, right?
Enough to put your money on it, for sure. You know, you're going to have that bear. I think you got to be willing to lose, because we do know that, you know, just the ground game of ballot stuffing is dangerous. Just the ground game. I'm in a hire right now for a business deal. I'm in real estate. And I was up here door knocking, like, you know, three election cycles ago. And I saw buses of people come in, mostly of ethnic people, because that's what they were taking advantage of. And I saw people in a huge tent voting twice. They were bussed in. So that's always been there. You know, we have a flawed system protected by the Electoral College, for those of them that want to get rid of the Electoral College. Now we have swing states that are violating constitutional laws at midnight for their variations. We have all these things with mail-in ballots we need to get rid of. So
Democrats are already giving Joe the nomination virtually ahead of the election, the nomination convention anyway. I want to thank you. I want to thank you very much. We'll have to do it again, sir.
It's a pleasure, sir. Thank you. Anytime.
You bet. You can read Judge Newsmax Insider column as well. Coming up, Joe Biden still believes, oh, I got this in hand.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
John Beal knows that new roofing companies can look big and trustworthy on the internet, but the fact is 96% of new roofing companies go out of business within the first 5 years. John Beal has a reputation for excellence, reliability, plus lowest cost, best roof, best guarantee. Those here today, gone tomorrow roofers, they can't match John Beal. For home or business, trust my friend John. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you seen the 2024 Toyota RAV4? Boy, that's an outstanding vehicle, and Ackerman Toyota has one just for you at the best price. Ackerman is the number one volume Toyota dealer in the area. Want a Camry? Maybe you want something bigger. A Toyota crossover. All the performance of an SUV, but a more compact size. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and 44. AckermanToyota.com. Ackerman Toyota for life.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, please visit usdeputy.org.
If you like premium cigars and spirits, take my advice. Check out Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. The Lit Cigar owners just got back from a major convention in Vegas, and now every day, Lit is getting shipments of special cigars that will certainly amaze you. Check the Lit Cigar Facebook, staying on top of special events. Also, Lit can host a private event for you, your friends, your business. LitSTL.com. LitSTL.com. Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. Let me remind you of something big coming up for News Talk STL and you. It was announced officially today by Speaker Tim Jones and Chris Arps on their program right ahead of ours. I teased you a little bit about it yesterday, but the official announcement coming from them that on June 25th, that's a Tuesday, June 25th, Saving America 2024. The Economy and the Courts. This will be featuring Joel Griffith and Jack Smith, both with the Heritage Foundation, and talking about the economic pictures we have and also the court battles we have now and still to come. June 25th is going to be at the St. Charles Funny Bone on the streets of St. Charles. Now, if you have time to get there early, then I'll meet you probably at Napoli at the bar. Cafe Napoli 3 is just at the corner or next door to Napoli C. So I'll probably run in there for a little drink and, you know, get all geared up for it anyway. But if you want tickets, it's very simple. Go to newstalkstl.com and get more information. Newstalkstl.com. That's, again, the June 25th date for Saving America 2024. Presented by News Talk STL. We're so proud to do it. And I'll tell you right now, again, that June 25th will be a Tuesday. The following Thursday, on the 27th, will be the first debate between Biden and Trump on CNN and NNN. And, of course, Biden's already put in rules. The mics have to be cut off when the other person finishes speaking. And you can't talk over, and I don't want an audience. I don't want a bunch of people, just the two of us and moderators. That's it. Trump agreed. The next debate will follow on ABC September 10. That's an interesting timing date as well. 9-10, right before 9-11. I don't know if that'll figure into it or not, but that'll be coming up. We'll be covering and giving you those debates as well. Now, despite the odds makers right now in Vegas pointing everything to Trump, I want to share this piece with you. This is an opinion piece written for Fox News by Mark Penn. He is a co-chair. I think that's his exact title. Let me verify that. He is the chairman of the Harris Poll. He is the chairman, and his titled article is, opinion piece, Trump might be winning now, but, you know, there are a lot of buts in life, but there are four things that could change that. He says in a bottom headline, presidential election win could come down to debates. Well, if it comes down to that, I don't see that Trump loses that. Do you? And then he says, Trump VP pick. Well, again, if Harris is going to be Biden's VP, I don't see that that's going to make any big difference as a detractor from Trump. Court cases, yep, that's a wild card. And minority voting. But again, on minority voting right now, it does not look good for Biden. James Carville, Democrat strategist, said the other day, Biden is losing black male voters, and it's a fact. And we have seen numbers showing more and more black Americans, men and women, are moving toward Trump. They're thinking for themselves, and they're looking at the reality of their situation. And they're looking at what Trump said the very first time he ran. Why not vote for me? What do you got to lose considering what you've been living through under Biden, not Biden, but under Democrat control for so long? And about 8 to 10% joined in that time. When it came up against Biden, about 16%. And now the number could be approaching 30-plus percent. And black females apparently are above 30% and supporting Trump. And Hispanics, 40%. But let's continue the piece written by the analyst for Fox News, who also is the CEO of the Harris Polls, Mark Penn. He says, as likely as it seemed 4 years ago, former President Donald Trump is the odds-on favorite to win the presidential election if it were held today. In presidential politics, things could change in a day with a court ruling, a scandal, a misstep, or just a great campaign. But that's the clear reality of today. Now, we just had an extensive discussion with a guest talking about the odds makers in Vegas and how they're placing bets for Trump versus Biden. If you missed it, remember you can always pull it up and listen to that podcast in its entirety at Larry Connors USA Facebook or LarryConnorsUSA.com. And when you do, push the button to share. Send it to someone else. So the opinion piece continues, Trump is leading Biden in the Harvard CAPS Harris polls by 5 points, Fox News by 3 points. That's as of May 24. It is closer in the Real Clear Politics average that shows a gap of only 1.1%. Swing state polls across the media show Trump routes in almost all of them. I want to reinforce to you that 1.1% in Real Clear Politics average, when you take all the polls and put them together, that is too damn close. Don't be staying home thinking, oh, Trump's got it. No way. Biden won't be defeated. Do not take that attitude. You be there. You vote. I will say this, that Doug Schoen, who's an advisor for Democrats in general, he's complaining and saying there's a lot of trouble for the Biden-Harris campaign. He says progressives could stay home. They could vote for RFK Jr. And in states like Minnesota and Michigan in particular, that could be enough to cost Biden at least two swing states and potentially the presidency. Doug Schoen, who's also used to be on a program with John LeBoutier, a guest we often have on here, Doug is Democrat, John is Republican, but not a Trumper. Doug said, what I'm picking up is that the White House is uniquely tone-deaf, not listening to not only me, but two Democrat insiders who've been in past campaigns who were successful with the Obama administration and the Clinton administration. Now, I don't know if the Clinton administration includes James Carville, who it was or is, or who the Obama administration, but Doug Schoen used to be one the Democrats would go to, give us consulting, tell us what to do. He said, they're not listening. They're not listening to me. They're not listening to advisors who were successful with Obama nor Clinton. He said they're tone deaf. And then he adds, there's a near total freeze out on outside advice to the detriment of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. He said, I don't think the Biden campaign has a clear theory of the case or strategy. They have no message on inflation. They have no message on the southern border. All they appear to do is demonize Donald Trump and talk about their statistical record of accomplishments. And everything I see in my polls and every other poll says that just isn't working. The words of a Democrat strategist, Doug Schoen. Oh, I love it. I love it. I hope they continue to be tone deaf, freezing them out. And, of course, despite the polls that are out there, a reporter throws a question to Joe Biden, and, of course, immediately Joe Biden is quick to refute any suggestion from that reporter.
Mr. President, what's your message to Democrats who don't want you to run again?
They want me to run.
Two-thirds say they
don't. Read the polls. Read the polls, Jack. You guys are all the same. That poll showed that 92% of Democrats, if I ran, would vote for me.
A majority of Democrats say they don't want you to run again in 2024.
92% said if I did, they'd vote for me.
I've not seen that poll. And as Quentin had reminded me earlier, we had a poll recently pointing out when it was bad for Biden, he simply said, don't believe in any polls. But this one he's going to believe in. I've got a piece right here in front of me. It says, Democrats are privately concerned the Biden campaign is doomed, and they worry Trump might even win the blue states. That's not just winning swing states. That's blue states. But yet the Biden campaign continues to put on our smiley face.
I'd say that's absolutely absurd because we are running on a historic record of accomplishing everything from 15 million new jobs created under this administration, 800,000 manufacturing jobs, the work that the president has done to lower costs for Americans, capping the cost of insulin at $35, making the single largest investment to combat climate change in our nation's history, bipartisan gun safety legislation in a generation. The list goes on and on and on of the historic record of accomplishment and the vision for the future. The fact remains that the looming threat of MAGA extremism has only grown stronger since January 6th. And so, yeah, we're going to campaign on the president's record, on his vision, and we're going to run against the extremism embodied by Donald Trump as he sits in that building or anywhere else across the country.
He just underscored everything I told you that Doug Schoen said is wrong with the Biden-Harris campaign effort and strategy. I'll repeat it again. Doug Schoen, a Democrat strategist, said they're freezing me out. They won't listen to me. They won't listen to anyone who helped Bill Clinton get elected. They won't listen to anyone who helped Obama get elected. And then he added, I don't think the Biden campaign has a clear theory of the case or strategy. They have no message on inflation. You didn't hear him say anything about dealing with inflation or making it better. They had no message on the southern border. That was not mentioned. All they appeared to do is demonize Donald Trump, which he did do, and talk about their statistical record, which is exactly what he did. And, of course, bring guns into it, because that's another thing that looks good for Dems and anti-Trump and Republican conservatives, independents, and even Democrats who want to protect themselves and their homes. And then, of course, you had Robert De Niro show up outside the Manhattan courthouse yesterday and have his tirade.
And elections, forget about it. That's over. That's done. If he gets in, I can tell you right now, he will never leave. He will never leave. You know that. He will never leave. What does that mean? Is that the country we want to live in? Do we want him running this country and saying, I'm not leaving, I'm dictator for life?
Horn, horn.
I hope this new ad campaign reaches outside the bubble to remind supporters of what a danger he is to our lives. This is not a threat. This is a reality. And that's why I've joined the Biden-Harris campaign, because the only way to preserve our freedoms and hold on to our humanity is to vote for Joe Biden for president.
Yeah, yeah.
Really.
Right. No joke, man.
We don't have a choice.
Honk, honk. And I'm betting money, maybe the car alarm was set off on purpose or not, but I'm betting money that it was a gas car. Complaining about the climate change agenda, which, again, you're trying to push, which is one of the things their spokesman mentioned earlier. Well, earlier this morning, President Trump called De Niro pathetic and a wacko. Yep, on his Twitter account, or X account, or Trump social, I should say, Truth Social. He said, De Niro suffers from an incurable case commonly known in the medical community as TDS. TDS is Trump Derangement Syndrome. And just last night on the Gutfield program, Charlemagne the God, the very one that Biden said, man, if you don't know that you need to vote for me, you ain't black. Telling a black man he's not. Charlemagne the God is with De Niro. He said, let the record show I agree totally with Robert De Niro. I'm one of those people suffering from Trump Derangement Syndrome. I think Trump is a threat to democracy. I think he led an attempted coup of the country. Well, Charlemagne the God, you just lost a lot of credibility there. There was no coup. There was no coup. What were the weapons? If you're going to have a coup, you got to throw everybody out and with weapons. One gun was found. One gun. And it was concealed. It wasn't even displayed. Now, there are other actors and actresses in Hollywood that secretly want Trump to win. They're afraid to speak out. But some, like Dennis Quaid, said, no, I'm here and I'm speaking.
I was ready not to vote for Trump until what I saw is more than politics. I see a weaponization of our justice system.
Yeah.
And a challenge to our Constitution, us as Americans, that I don't think we're going to have. And, you know, Trump is the most investigated person probably in the history of the world. Mm. And they haven't been able to really get him. People might call him an asshole, but he's my asshole.
They might call him an arsehole, but he's my arsehole. Dennis Quaid, one of the few in Hollywood not afraid to speak out. Don't be looking for him in any of the leftist liberal-leaning movies coming out. Not that he'd take a part anyway. As always, I appreciate your listening and reminding you the Rob Carter Show is coming up. Do not forget to check from tickets for Saving America 2024, newstalkstl.com. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.